يقول آمنوا بالله ربا لكن رفضوا أن يعبدوه وحده لا شريك له.
وهكذا قال وأنت فسرت هكذا؟
لا هذا كلام نفس كلام.
طيب جيد جيد، لكن نريد حاجة دقيقة الذي من أجله كنا نتكلم فيها. يلا نعم. نعم الخالق والمعبود. أي أثبتوا بأن الله هو الخالق، أنكروا أن يكون هو المعبود وحده. طيب الآن أريد بس فقط نقطة صريحة هكذا، لماذا احنا جئنا بهاتين الآيتين؟ هذا واقعهم صح. محاولة أخرى توضيح أكثر.
يقول يعيد عدد السؤال،
يقول عدد السؤال،
ماذا نستفيد من استماع هاتين الآيتين في خبر الله عز وجل عن المشركين؟ الآية الأولى ولئن سألتم من خلق السماوات والأرض ليقولن الله. الآية الثانية إنهم كانوا إذا قيل لهم لا إله إلا الله يستكبرون. نستفيد فائدة عظيمة أريد التصريح بها الآن. الكلام سليم بس أنا أريد هذا الجواب. والله يمكن النساء أقوى من الرجال.
عجيب.
بس بالإنجليزي لو عارفه هذا السؤال ولا
تقول يقولون الله هو الخالق ولكن ليس هو المعبود.
الله أكبر، هذا الجواب. النساء هذا الذي نريد أن نعرفه، أن لا إله إلا الله ليس معناها لا خالق إلا الله. فالمشركون يقولون الله خلقنا، ولئن سألتم من خلق السماوات ليقولن الله، ورفضوا أن يقولوا لا إله إلا الله. فلو كان لا إله إلا الله معناها لا خالق إلا الله لما استكبروا، هم يقرون أن لا خالق إلا الله ويستكبرون عن قول لا إله إلا الله. فهو دليل على ماذا؟
هناك فرق،
على أن هناك فرق. لا يجوز أن نفسر لا إله إلا الله بمعنى لا خالق إلا الله.
الشيخ حفظه الله تعالى says that what we benefit from the ayat, the two verses, is that in the first verse we find them confirming that Allah, He is the خالق. Then when it was said to them, say la ilaha illallah, they refused to say it and they became arrogant and haughty. If the meaning of la ilaha illallah is that there is no khaliq except Allah, if this was the mafhum, this was what was understood by the statement, then they would have said it just as they said when they were asked, who created you? They would have said Allah. But they understood a different meaning, and that is that la ilaha illallah means no one is entitled to be worshipped, including these asnam, these idols which you worship, besides Allah. So this indicates that there's a difference between la ilaha illallah, the meaning of la ilaha illallah, and confirming that Allah is the Khaliq. So the tafsir, the explanation of la ilaha illallah, that it means there is no Khaliq except Allah, these two ayat refute this explanation.
فلو التقيت يوما ما.
So if you met one day.
بعد هذا التوضيح.
After this clarification.
فوجدت مبتدعا أو جاهلا.
So you met a person who was an innovator or a person who was just ignorant and unaware of the truth.
فقال لا إله إلا الله معناها لا خالق إلا الله.
So he said لا إله إلا الله. What it means is there's no one who creates except Allah.
فقل له لا يا أخي. لا إله إلا الله ليس معناها لا خالق إلا الله.
So say to him, no, yeah, oh my brother, The meaning of La ilaha illallah is not there's no creed except Allah.
بدليل أن درسنا في التوحيد.
And the proof for that is that we studied the oneness of Allah.
في يوم الأحد.
On Sunday.
30 جماد الآخرة.
On the 30th day of الجماد الآخرة.
عام 28400000.
In the year 1428 of the Hijrah.
الموافق 15 من شهر السابع 37000.
Which coincided with the 15th of July. 2007.
في زيارة أخينا سالم الطويل غفر الله له ولوالديه.
During the visit of our brother Salim al-Tawil, may Allah forgive him and his parents.
أن الله عز وجل.
That Allah.
ذكر عن المشركين.
Mentioned concerning the polytheists.
أنهم يقولون ولئن سألتهم من خلق السماوات والأرض لا يقولون الله.
That they say, if you ask them who created the heavens and the earth, they would say Allah.
وقد أخبر الله عنه أيضا.
And Allah has mentioned concerning them as well.
أنهم كانوا إذا قيل لهم لا إله إلا الله يستكبرون يرفضونه ويتكبرون عنها.
That they used to, if it was said to them, say لا إله إلا الله, they would become arrogant and haughty and refuse to say it.
فلو كان لا إله إلا الله.
So if لا إله إلا الله.
معناها لا خالق إلا الله.
If its meaning is there is no creator except Allah.
لقالها المشركون.
They would have said it.
لكن المشركون استكبروا لما ما قالوها.
But they became haughty and refused to say so.
لماذا ما قالوها؟
Why? How come they didn't say it?
لأنهم وهم مشركون.
Because they are polytheists.
أعلم بك أنت الذي تفسر لا إله الله بمعنى لا خالق إلا الله.
They, in spite of the fact that they were polytheists and they were non-Muslims, unfortunately, they are more knowledgeable than people like you, the person you're referring to, with respect to the meaning of La ilaha illallah.
المشركون الأوائل.
The first polytheists.
يقرون بأن لا خالق إلا الله.
They confirmed and they believed that there was no creator except Allah.
ويرفضون أن لا معبود حق إلا الله.
And they refused to accept that no one was entitled to worship except Allah.
فلو كان لا إله إلا الله معناها لا خالق إلا الله.
So if the meaning of لا إله إلا الله was that there is no creator except Allah,
لقالوها وما أنكروها.
They would have said it and they wouldn't have opposed it.
هل اتضح الأمر؟
He said, is it clear now?
هل بقي لبس؟
He said, is there any unclarity that remains?
سؤال آخر.
Now I have another question.
إذا قال قائل
if someone says
معنى لا إله إلا الله
the meaning of لا إله إلا الله
لا رازق إلا الله
there's no one who provides except for Allah
فماذا تقول له
what would you say to him
نفس الجواب نعم الجواب نفسه يقول أقول لهم الجواب نفسه
he says that yeah you'd say the same answer you'd provide the same answer
لكن يقول الله يقول ولئن سألتم من خلقهم ولم يقل ولئن سألتم من يرزقكم
and he says that but if you use the first ayah the khasm the person who you're arguing with or debating with would respond by saying that in this ayah it says if you ask them who created them it doesn't say if you ask who provided for them so this ayah cannot be used as a proof
في آيات أخرى
but he says in other verses
تدل على أن المشركين يقرون بأن الله هو الذي يرزقهم وحده
there's indication that the first polytheists concur they concur that Allah is the one who provides for them but at the same time they refuse to say La ilaha illallah they say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says say to them who provides for you from the heavens and the earth they will say Allah
Allah يقول يا أيها الناس هل من خالق يرزقكم من السماء والأرض
Allah asked
هل من خالق غير الله يرزقكم من السماء والأرض
Allah asked them is there any other creator who provides for you from the heavens and the earth
الجواب
the answer
لا
no
أحد سوى الله يرزقنا من السماء والأرض
there's no one other than Allah who provides for us
إذن تفسيرهم لا إله إلا الله بمعنى الربوبية تفسير باطل
he said so from this we can understand a principle is that any tafsir, any explanation of La ilaha illallah with the meaning of Ar-Rububiyya is a batil, a false, an invalid or incorrect explanation and tafsir.
إذا قال لا إله إلا الله أي لا خالق إلا الله لا رازق إلا الله، لا محي إلا الله، لا مميت إلا الله. هذا كله تفسير باطل.
He said if he says, for example, whether he says that there's that la ilaha illallah means there's no creator except Allah, no provider except Allah, no one who gives life except Allah, no one who gives death except Allah. Any explanation which leads to a rububiyyah, he said it is an invalid and incorrect explanation.
سأسألكم سؤالا.
Now I'll ask you another question.
صعب وسهل.
Which is easy and hard at the same time.
هذه الجملة في ذاتها جملة صحيحة أم خطأ؟
This sentence in of itself, is it correct or incorrect?
أي جملة؟
Which sentence?
لا خالق إلا الله. هذه جملة في ذاتها صحيحة أم خطأ؟
He said this sentence in of itself. Just listen to the sentence. There's no one who creates except Allah.
من يعرف؟
Is this sentence in of itself, is it correct? Is it true?
تجيبون ولا تأتي الإجابة من النساء؟
لا ليس صحيح.
ها؟
ليس صحيح.
من يقول ليس صحيح؟ الشيخ يقول ليست صحيحة. والأخ تقول ليست صحيحة. والنساء ماذا يقولنا؟ ليست صحيحة. أعيد السؤال. إذا أجبت خطأ سأسحب شهادتك من الرياض.
ما شاء الله.
هذه الجملة هكذا بداية السؤال، ما في كلام قبله ولا بعده. هذه الجملة لا خالق إلا الله جملة صحيحة أم خطأ؟
بهذا الإطلاق.
هذا السؤال أعطتك إياه في ورقة صامتة. هذه الجملة صحيحة ولا خطأ؟ لا خالق إلا الله.
He says the sentence is there's no creator except Allah. Do you consider this sentence to be correct or incorrect?
زين جات الإجابة. بالعربي كانت فيها المرة صحيحة. هذه الجملة يا أخوان يا مسلمون حتى إبليس يقول صحيحة. لا خالق إلا الله جملة صحيحة أم خطأ؟ هذه الجملة صحيحة أم خطأ؟ جملة صحيحة. قول جملة صحيحة.
He says that it's a correct sentence.
متى تكون خطأ؟ إذا قيل تفسير لا إله إلا الله معنى لا إله إلا الله هو لا خالق إلا الله.
He says that when does it become incorrect? He says that if it's said that the meaning of لا إله إلا الله is لا خالق إلا الله.
انتبهتم؟ وهنا من هنا جاء الخلط على أهل البدع، اختلطت عليهم الأمور.
He says that in here, from this point, this is where the confusion came for the people of innovation.
فإذا سمعوا من يقول لا خالق إلا الله، لا رازق إلا الله، وهي جمل بذاتها جمل صحيحة.
He said if they heard someone say there's no creator except Allah, there's no provider except Allah, and these sentences in and of themselves, they're correct.
لكن ما الخطأ فيها؟
He said, what's the incorrect thing? What's the thing that makes them incorrect?
إذا جعلت تفسيرا للا إله إلا الله.
If they're made an explanation of لا إله إلا الله, or used as an explanation of لا إله إلا الله.
انتبهتم؟ أضرب لكم مثالا. إذا قيل محمد قائم، فقيل لك ما معنى محمد قائم؟
He said that I'll give you an example. Suppose someone said Muhammadun qa'imun, Muhammad is standing. He's standing up. What's the meaning of Muhammadun qa'imun?
فقال قائل معنى محمد قائم أي محمد حي.
He said that so someone says the meaning of Muhammadun qa'imun is that Muhammad is alive.
معنى محمد قائم أي محمد بشر.
He said the meaning of Muhammadun qa'im is that Muhammad is a human being.
معنى محمد قائم أي محمد واقف.
He said the meaning of محمد قائم, محمد is standing, is محمد is standing.
فأي الإجابة الصحيحة من هذه الثلاثة؟
He said which one is correct from these answers.
هل معناها محمد قائم يعني محمد حي؟
He says
أم معنى محمد قائم أي محمد بشر؟ أم معنى محمد قائم أي محمد واقف؟ وقلت لك إجابة واحدة صحيحة وإجابتان خطأ. فالجواب قائم يعني واقف. فإذا قال قائل يا أخي أنا جبت صح يا أستاذ، أنا حاسبك يا أستاذ أجبت صح، أين جاب صح؟ قلت محمد بشر، أليس محمد بشر؟ أما قال الله قل إنما أنا بشر مثلكم. يا حبيبي ما اختلف أن محمد بشر، لكن محمد بشر لا تصلح أن تكون تفسيرا لي محمد
واقف
قائم
وقائم.
أنت اشرح اشرح.
He said that suppose a person, if we gave him an exam and we put this question on the exam, and he responded by saying Muhammadun Bashar, Muhammad is a human being, and he said he began to argue with his professor saying that, you know, I answer correctly. Doesn't Allah say, for example, that innama ana basharun mithlukum, that the prophet says on the tongue of the prophet that verily I'm a human being just like you. So he said the professor would respond by saying, we don't disagree, we don't differ that Muhammad is a Bashar, but this statement Muhammad is a human being is not suitable as an explanation of Muhammadun Qa'im. He said this is the issue, that this explanation isn't suitable as an explanation for this sentence.
هذا شاي ولا كنافة؟ حاط السكر كله اللي بالسوق هنا. في كنافة أكلة عند العرب فيها سكر كثير يعرفونها. هذا حاط أي خففوا أي تبدلوا.
تقول السائلة
الآن أيها الأخوة الكرام، اتضح الأمر؟ اتضح الأمر؟ هل اتضح الأمر؟ فالجمل هذه صحيحة بذاتها، لا خالق إلا الله، لا محيي إلا الله، لا رازق إلا الله، لكن لا تصلح أن تكون تفسيرا للا إله إلا الله. ولذلك لو كانت تصلح أن تكون تفسيرا لقالها المشركون الذين الله يقول عنهم ولئن سألتم من خلقهم لا يقولن الله، لكن أبوا أن يقولوا لا إله إلا الله لعلمهم أن لا إله إلا الله معناها لا يستحق العبادة إلا الله، وهم يعبدون أصنام ويظنون أنها تستحق العبادة. تفضل تقول الكلام.
السؤال؟
لا ما في سؤال، ما بدأنا لحد الآن، ما اتصلنا الوقت.
خلاص.
طيب الآن نرجع إلى المعاني العامة في سورة الفاتحة.
He says, now we return back to our original discussion, which was the general meanings of Surah Al-Fatiha.
عرفنا أين الربوبية في الفاتحة.
We have learned where is الربوبية, the lordship of Allah, in الفاتحة.
وعرفنا أين العبودية, الألوهية في الفاتحة.
As well as الألوهية, as well as singling out Allah in worship.
أريد الآن موضع آخر في الفاتحة فيه ذكر الألوهية غير إياك نعبد إياك نستعين.
He said, I want another place in which the worship of Allah has been mentioned other than the verse which the brother mentioned, إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين.
أين أقول الكرام قبل أن يسبق النساء؟ في الفاتحة ذكر الألوهية غير إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. نعم ها غيره. أين حددها بالأكثر.
He said that the brother mentioned the verse all praise due to Allah. And he says, where exactly? Please clarify.
كلها الحمد لله رب العالمين. حددها أكثر. الألوهية حددها بالضبط. أين الألوهية في الفاتحة؟
He said,
غير إياك نعبد إياك نستعين.
He said, where is the worship of Allah in الفاتحة other than إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين.
وين الفاتحة كلها ما فيها محمود؟ منين جايب؟ طيب أين 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 في الفاتحة نفسها؟ لله، لأن الله معناه المعبود.
المعبود.
الله معناه المعبود.
He says the answer is his statement لله because Allah means the one who is worshipped.
قلنا لكم سابقاً.
we said to you previously.
أصل الله ماذا كانت؟
The origin.
الله أصلها ماذا كان؟
The origin of Allah. What was it?
الإله.
والإله.
الإله. فحذفت الهمزة تسهيلا. أيهما أسهل؟ أن تقول الإله أم تقول الله؟
He said that originally, the origin of Allah is al-ilah, and then the hamza, because the Arab doesn't like thiqal in his language, the word was khuffifat. So they removed the hamza because it's easier to say it's easier to say Allah than to say al-ilah. So min bab al-takhfif, from the point of view of making the language easier, al-ilah was lightened to Allah.
انتبهتم؟ Allah هي الإله.
Allah it means, or the origin of it is الإله.
لو رزقك الله ولدا.
If Allah provides you with a child.
فأيهما أسهل في تسميته؟ تسميه عبد الله ولا عبد الإله؟
He said that if Allah provides you with a child, so which one is easier for you to name him? Abdullah or Abdul Ilah?
لو سميته Abdul Ilah, لا بأس.
He said if you named him Abdul Ilah, there would be nothing wrong with this.
ولو سميته Abdullah,
and if you named him Abdullah, the slave of Allah,
أسهل.
It would be easier to pronounce.
لو سميته Abdul Ilah,
if you named him Abdul Ilah,
لقالك بعض الناس ما سميت ابنك.
They would say, what did you call your son?
قلت له عبد الإله. سيقول لك يا أخي سمي عبد الله.
You would say for example I named him عبد الإله, and they would say, يا شيخ, why don't you say عبد الله, because it's easier.
فعبد الإله هي عبد الله.
عبد الإله.
الإله هي الله.
عبد الله is, or عبد الإله is عبد الله, and الإله هو, he is Allah.
الآن عرفنا أين الألوهية في الفاتحة في قوله الله الحمد لله الله أي المعبود الإله المعبود وفي قوله إياك نعبد وفي قوله إياك نستعين.
So he says here we've seen three instances in which al-Fatiha has pointed toward the oneness of Allah in terms of his right to worship. The first one is statement alhamdu Lillah. The second one, Iyaka na'bud, you alone do we worship, and the last one, wa Iyaka nasta'in.
وفي قول إهدنا فإهدنا دعاء والدعاء عبادة.
And he said also add to this the statement إهدنا, because our statement إهدنا is a dua, it's a supplication, and supplication is worship, and worship and supplication is worship.
ما زال في الفاتحة ذكر الألوهية فاستخرجه يا عبد الله ويا أمة الله يلا النساء والرجال أين في الفاتحة ذكر الألوهية غير لله وغير إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين وغير إهدنا أنعمت ربوبية أنعمت الإنعام من أفعال الله أين الألوهية مالك يوم الدين ربوبية بدأت تظهر أخطاء النساء المرأة آخر شيء تجدها ناقص يلا يا رجال
which one which one he just said
أين
he asked
الألوهية في الفاتحة
he just repeats the question Ali. He says where is the fourth instance of الألوهية singling out Allah in his worship in Al-Fatiha. And the people gave some offer. They offered some answers. He said other than the three which we mentioned. Lillah, Iyaka na'bud wa Iyaka nasta'in. And he said, how much will you pay me if I give you the answer?
La, fi al-Fatiha nafsiha. هذا ربوبية، الله ينعم، يعني من أفعال الله أنه ينعم. طيب سأقول لكم في قولي المستقيم، هكذا تختار كلمة المستقيم، وين الألوهية في المستقيم؟ طيب طيب طيب، في قوله الحمد،
he says it is in a statement الحمد.
سبقا ذكرنا لكم بالأمس،
we mentioned previously yesterday
أن ال،
that ال
لل، لماذا ال؟ الاستغراق، صح؟
استغراق الجنس.
ال الاستغراق يعني كل الكمال لله.
He said that we mentioned yesterday that one of the uses of al, which is what they call al ta'rif, what's used to make something definite, one of its uses is for al istighraq al jins, that you make a word general and all inclusive of everything, every attribute that word has. So he says kullul kamal, all of the completeness and totality is for Allah. That's the meaning of al here, alhamdu.
فكل الكمال يعني كل العظمة لله.
So he says that all of the greatness is for Allah.
كل الكبرياء لله.
All of the pride is for Allah.
كل الملك لله.
All of the sovereignty and the ownership is for Allah.
كل الجبروت لله.
All of the authority is for Allah.
كل الألوهية.
All of the
لله.
All of the right to worship and the divinity is for Allah.
بما أن الكمال كله لله.
Since all of the completeness and totality and perfection is for Allah.
إذن العبودية الحقة الذي يستحقها الله وحده.
Then the right to be worshipped in its totality, in every sense and meaning of the word, is for Allah alone.
طيب هناك موضع أيضا في الفاتحة يدل على الألوهية.
He says there's another place which indicates الألوهية.
أنت حسباك من الفاتحة شيء بسيط، فاتحة في أشياء عظيمة كنوز. لا في الفاتحة
يقول أعدها أعدها ما سبق
ما سبق
عيد ما سبق
سؤال
يقول يعني عيد ما سبق سبقا ذكرنا
الحمد وكذا الحمد
لا كلها
كلها
من أولها لآخرها لا يقصد كل الدلالة
التي ذكرناها ذكرنا الحمد
الحمد
على الألوهية لأن كل الكمال ومن الكمال تكون الألوهية واحدة
إيه he says that the first one we mentioned was الحمد which is the first indicator of the oneness of Allah with respect to worship
والله المعبود
and Allah أو الحمد لله who is Allah meaning the معبود the one who is worshipped
طيب وإياك نعبد
إياك نعبد
وإياك نستعين
إياك نستعين
اهدنا الصراط المستقيم
اهدنا الصراط المستقيم
so في حاجة واحدة وهي
so at this point we have five and he says there remains one more that we haven't mentioned
حرف اللام في قوله لله
حرف اللام في قوله لله
ماذا قلنا عن اللام في قوله لله
what did we say about this lamb in the statement of Allah لله
الاستحقاق إذن الله عز يستحق يستحق ماذا يستحق الحمد كله ومن جملته ومن الحمد الألوهية فالله يستحق كل الكمال ومن الكمال يستحقه طيب
he says that this lamb it means or you benefit from it الاستحقاق that a person is entitled to something. So Allah is saying that he is entitled to الحمد, كل الحمد, all of the حمد. And from the حمد is الألوهية and worship.
الربوبية قلنا أين الربوبية؟ في رب العالمين. وفي مالك يوم الدين.
We mentioned that الربوبية is in
أنعمت عليهم. وفي الحمد أيضا لأن الكمال كله فعل الله الكمال لله. وفي اللام طيب.
He says that we mean
الأسماء والصفات هذا واضح يمكن الأسماء والصفات علي تأكل كثيرا ولا تجيب إلا قليلا الأسماء والصفات علي أعطنا أين الأسماء والصفات في سورة الفاتحة قل له وير يعني أين الأسماء والصفات في سورة الفاتحة؟
الرحمن الرحيم.
سمعت هناك أنا ذروان. الرحمن الرحيم أسماء وصفات. فالله من أسماء الرحمن ومن أسماء الرحيم. ما الفرق بينهما؟ الفرق بين الرحمن والرحيم.
What's the difference between الرحمن والرحيم؟
الرحمن ذو الرحمة الواسعة. الواصلة. نعم. طيب هذه أسماء صفات الرحمن الرحيم. أيضا مالك يوم الدين وملك يوم الدين. يقول هذا أسماء وصفات. هذا ربوبية. هل يصح أن يكون أسماء وصفات أيضا؟
He says that
مالك يوم الدين.
He says that what are the other instances of الربوبية? One person mentioned مالك يوم الدين. So مالك يوم الدين.
ربوبية.
It is suitable to be considered an indication of الربوبية. Is it also suitable to be considered one of his names and attributes?
هل يصلح مالك يوم الدين أن يكون أسماء وصفات؟
Is it suitable?
شادي يقول يصلح. نعم يصلح. الله اسمه
الملك.
الملك واسمه المالك. نعم.
He says so. This is the correct answer because one of Allah's names is Al-Malik, and one of His names is Al-Malik.
أين الأسماء والصفات أيضا من الفاتحة؟ الحمد. صفات الكمال كلها لله. هذا أسماء وصفات.
Also الحمد, which is one of the attributes of completeness.
إذن الفاتحة قد اشتملت على التوحيد بأنواعه الثلاثة. الفاتحة قد اشتملت على التوحيد بأنواعه الثلاثة.
So he says in this way we see that الفاتحة has comprised all the three branches of التوحيد.
فإذا جاءك مبتدع أو جاهل.
So if an innovator came to you or someone who was ignorant.
وقال تنكرون علينا البدع. تنكرون علينا البدع.
He says, "You people criticize us for innovating."
هي بدعة حسنة.
But these innovations are good innovations.
فها أنتم أهل السنة دعاة التوحيد.
And now we find you people, the callers to the Sunnah and the callers to the oneness of Allah.
تقول التوحيد ربوبية وألوهية وأسماء وصفات.
You say, "Tawhid al-Rububiyya, the oneness of Allah in terms of His lordship, the oneness of Allah in terms of His right to be worshipped alone." And the oneness of Allah concerning His names and attributes.
وما سمعنا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في حياته قال للصحابة عندي درس توحيد اليوم ربوبية ألوهية أسماء وصفات. أنتم أيضا تبتدعون في الدين.
And we never heard the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم mention these categories which you have mentioned. You also are innovating in the religion of Allah.
فماذا نقول له؟
So what should we say to him in response?
نقول لن نبتدع شيئا في الدين.
We would say we haven't innovated anything in the religion of Allah.
فها هي الفاتحة.
This is الفاتحة, the opening surah of the Quran.
فيها الربوبية.
In it is الربوبية.
وفيها الألوهية.
And also the oneness of Allah in terms of His right to be worshipped.
وفيها الأسماء والصفات.
And the oneness of Allah concerning His names and lofty attributes.
هل ابتدعنا شيئا في الدين؟
Have we innovated anything?
لكن أريد منكم الآن كما عرفنا أن السورة واحدة فيها التوحيد بأنواع الثلاثة.
He said, "Now I want from you, after we have learned that this one surah contains all these different categories of التوحيد."
أريد منكم آية واحدة من القرآن فيها ذكر التوحيد الثلاثة بين آية واحدة.
I want one verse which contains the mention of all these categories of التوحيد, all three of them.
آية الكرسي. غيره. لا لا آية من القرآن غير الفاتحة. الفاتحة سورة قد اجتمعت على التوحيد بأنواع الثلاثة. في آية في القرآن تجتمع ذكر الله في التوحيد الثلاثة بينهم. لا لا, لا هذه تحتاج واحد عنده معلومة سابقة فيها, مش يعني البقرة الإخلاص آية الكرسي. لا لا ليس الأمر كذلك. ها سورة البقرة أحددها أكثر. هي آية في سورة مريم. طيب أقول حتى الوقت يعني هي قوله جل وعلا احفظها. ما يروح الكلام بالهواء. آفة العلم النسيان. هي قوله جل وعلا: رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما فاعبده واصطبر لعبادته هل تعلم له سميا.
So the Shaykh says the verse which is referred to is a verse in Surah Maryam, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He is the Lord of the heavens and the earth and that which is between them. فَعْبُدْهُ. So worship Him. هَلْ تَعْلَمُ لَهُ سَمِيَّةً. Do you know for Him, do you know for Him someone who has names like His names? So He said in this verse, you have all the categories of Tawheed. First of all, He mentions Himself being the Lord of the heavens and the earth and that which is between them. Then He commands with His worship. So this is Tawheed, Al-Ibadah. And then at the end He says, هَلْ تَعْلَمُ لَهُ سَمِيَّةً. Do you know for Him a name or someone who has His names? So this is what indicating an asma
wa sifat.
He says that so this ayah has the three attributes of Tawheed in it.
هذه الآية من سورة مريم.
This ayah.
نتفق على حفظها.
This ayah.
وهي قول جل وعلا: رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما فاعبده واصطبر لعبادته هل تعلم له سميا. هذه الآية من سورة مريم فيها ذكر التوحيد بأنواع الثلاثة. سنبين ذلك. أم تبينوا أنتم؟ نبينه أسرع. فقوله رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما ربوبية. قل لهم.
He says that this ayah, which we agree that we're going to memorize it, is the ayah in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, رَبُّ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا فَاعْبُدْهُ وَاسْتَبِرْ لِعِبَادَتِهِ هَلْ تَعْلَمُ لَهُ سَمِيَّةً. He says that this ayah contains the three categories of Tawheed. The first category of a rububiyya was mentioned in his statement, رَبُّ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, the Lord of the heavens and the earth and that which is between them.
فَقَوْلُ رَبُّ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا هَذَا رُبُوبِيَّةٌ فَاعْبُدْهُ واصطبر لعبادته هذا ماذا؟ عبودية ولا ألوهية؟ عبودية أم ألوهية هذا؟ عبودية ألوهية شيء واحد. نعم.
He says then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala proceeds to say فاعبده واصطبر لعبادته, worship Him and be patient upon His worship. He said this contains الألوهية, this contains singling out Allah in terms of His worship.
طيب قالوا هل تعلم له سمية أسماء وصفات.
He says in his statement هل تعلم له سمية, this is containing الأسماء والصفات.
فقوله هل أداة استفهام.
His statement هل is a word which is used to make a question.
والمراد الاستفهام النفي.
And he said the meaning of this استفهام is negation, that Allah by saying هل He means to negate. He means to negate.
والسمي المثيل الشبيه.
And the Sami is the one who is like something or resembles something.
فالله عز يقول يستفهم بمعنى النفي أنه لا سمي له لا مثيل له. إذن هو منفرد بأسمائه وصفاته التي تليق به, فهذا معنى الأسماء والصفات.
He says that Allah by posing this question with the meaning of a nafi negates that anyone is like him or shares his likeness or shares his names, and this contains what Allah's oneness in terms of His names and attributes.
انتبهتم لهذه الآية وكيف اشتملت على أنواع التوحيد الثلاثة.
He said, have you guys paid attention to this ayah and seen how it supports and explains and demonstrates the three categories of tawhid.
فإذا قال لك قائل كيف تقول التوحيد ذات أنواع؟ من أين أجئتم بهذا؟
So if a person said, how can you say three categories of tawhid? From where did you get this?
قل له هو في كتاب الله عز وجل.
Say to him, it's in the book of Allah.
فقوله جل وعلا في آية واحدة من سورة الفاتحة فيها التوحيد الثلاثة بأنواع.
His statement in سورة مريم. His statement.
سورة مريم الفاتحة.
سورة الفاتحة.
There
is one verse in Surah Al-Fatiha which contains these three categories of Tawheed. And it is a statement, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdu indicates that completeness is, all of it is for Allah, and completeness and perfection, all is for Allah.
والألوهية الحق كمال فهي لله.
And that ألوهية is كمال, is completeness and perfection, and it's for, it belongs to Allah.
ولله الله اسمه الإله المعبود.
And Allah, His name is Allah, which means المعبود, the one who is entitled to worship.
فهذا ألوهية. And رب العالمين هذا ربوبية.
And this is worship, and then his statement رب العالمين, this is ربوبية, lordship.
فآية واحدة فيها ذكر الربوبية والألوهية والأسماء والصفات.
So one verse in and of itself contains the mention of the three categories of Tawheed.
والعلماء ورثة الأنبياء.
And the scholars are the inheritors of the prophets.
ما ابتدعوا شيئا.
They didn't innovate anything.
وإنما لما رأوا أن الذي يستحقه الله.
But all that they did was when they studied, they found that what Allah is entitled to.
الربوبية والألوهية والأسماء والصفات.
الربوبية, the lordship, worship, and lofty names and attributes.
فقالوا التوحيد إفراد الله بما يستحق.
So they said, التوحيد, oneness of Allah, is singling out Allah with those things, or with respect to those things which He's entitled to.
والذي يستحقه الله الربوبية والألوهية والأسماء والصفات.
And those things which Allah is entitled to are الربوبية, the being singled out in His lordship, and being singled out in terms of His worship, and being singled out in His lofty names and attributes.
ففي آية واحدة من سورة الفاتحة أول آية في القرآن فيها التوحيد بأنواع الثلاثة.
So the first verse in the Quran contains the three categories of a tawheed.
وفي آية واحدة من سورة مريم ذكر التوحيد الثلاثة بأنواعه.
And likewise, in one verse in Surah Maryam, there is also the mention of the three categories of a tawheed.
وهي قوله جل وعلا من يحفظها من سورة مريم.
And he says the statement of Allah who memorized it.
منتصر. نعم هل تعلم سمية هذا التوحيد ثلاثة بأنواعه. طيب كما تعلمون أن الإسلام شعاره شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله.
He said, likewise, you know that the token or the symbol of Islam is the statement لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله.
أظن واضح أن لا إله إلا الله في الفاتحة.
He said, I think that it's clear the meaning of لا إله إلا الله in Surah Al-Fatiha.
اتفقنا على هذا.
He said, do we agree about that?
آه واضح ولا لا؟ طيب أين محمد رسول الله في سورة الفاتحة؟
He says, now the question comes, where is محمد رسول الله in الفاتحة؟
أنا ما شايف فاتحة فيها كلمة محمد.
He said, there's no mention.
محمد الفاتحة.
He says, there's no mention of محمد in الفاتحة.
أين محمد رسول الله في الفاتحة؟ نعم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم. هل توافقونه؟ طيب ارجع فيها شوي بعد. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. فالصراط المستقيم هو ما كان عليه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
He said the mention.
والكتاب والسنة.
He said the mention.
والإسلام.
He said the mention of Muhammad here is in the statement اهدنا الصراط المستقيم because it is the كتاب والسنة and it is the Islam and that's what the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم came with.
أظن هو كتاب والسنة واضح فالسنة معناه محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. وهدي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم واضح. لكن إذا فسر صراط مستقيم بالإسلام فكيف نعرف كلمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم من كلمة الإسلام؟
He said if we explain the meaning of صراط المستقيم, صراط المستقيم that it is الكتاب والسنة, he said the mention of Muhammad will be clear. And if we explain it to mean ما كان عليه النبي, what the Prophet was upon, the mention of Muhammad will be clear. But he said what if we said that the meaning of المستقيم was at Islam. Where then would be the mention of Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام?
تعرفون حديث جبريل عليه السلام?
He said, you all know the hadith or the narration of a Jibreel when he came to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام.
لما جاء إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وعنده أصحابه على هيئة رجل.
When he came to the Prophet in the image of a man and he was in the presence of his companions.
شديد سواد الشعر, شديد بياض الثياب.
His hair was extremely black and his thobe or his clothing was extremely white.
إلى آخره فكان أول ما سأله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال يا محمد أخبرني عن الإسلام.
To the end of the hadith in which he said to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, O Muhammad, inform me about Islam. What is Islam?
فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم الإسلام
so the Prophet
أن تشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أن محمد رسول الله.
So the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said الإسلام أن تشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله, that you testify that Allah alone deserves to be worshipped or no one deserves to be worshipped with Allah, and that Muhammad is indeed the Messenger of Allah.
إذا اجتمعت الفاتحة على ماذا؟ على لا إله الله محمد رسول الله أليس كذلك؟
He said, in this way you see that even if we explain إياك ونعبد إهدنا الصراط المستقيم, even if we explain to be Al-Islam, it would include what? محمد رسول الله. It would include Muhammad is the Messenger of Allah.
فإن قال قائل لكن أنتم أيها السنة السلفيون دائما تقولون كتاب والسنة وما كان عليه أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
He said,
طلعوها من الفاتحة بعد موجودة في الفاتحة.
He said, but you people, you Salafis, you followers of the pious predecessors, you always say, we follow the Kitab and Sunnah, we follow the Qur'an and Sunnah, ala fahmi as-Sahaba. Or, we follow the Qur'an and Sunnah and what was practiced by the Sahaba. He said, where do we find this in the Fatiha?
موجود في الفاتحة ولا فيها تكلف؟ موجود ولا مش موجود؟ ما شادي. صراط الذي أنعمت عليهم.
He says that this is apparent in his statement, صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم. God is the path of those whom you have favored.
ومن هم الذين أنعم الله عليهم؟
And who are these people whom Allah has favored?
من يعرفهم؟ النبيون، الصديقون، الشهداء، الصالحون.
He said, these people, as we mentioned before, they are the prophets, and the truthful ones, and the martyrs, and the righteous people.
هل هؤلاء الصحابة؟
He said, are these people the Sahaba?
إذا ما كان الصحابة إذا لم يكن الصحابة قل إذا لم يكن الصحابة
He said, if they're not the companions
هم الصديقون
if the companions they're not the ones who are the honest ones
وهم الشهداء
and they're not the martyrs
وهم الصالحون
and they're not the righteous ones
فلا يوجد في الدنيا
there doesn't exist anyone in the world
ولا صالح ولا شهداء ولا صالح
He said there doesn't exist in the world truthful ones and martyrs and righteous ones
هل تعرفون الأمر الآتي
Do you know what I'm going to say next
أن أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
that the companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم
خير البشر
they are the best of people
إلا الأنبياء والمرسلين
with the exception of the prophets and those and the messengers
تعرفون هذا أم لا
دليل
هكذا ما استعصب لأصحاب نبيكم
he said what's the proof do you just say whatever I say or do you have
الدليل من القرآن والسنة
he said we need a proof from the Quran and the Sunnah that what we said is true that they're the best people
هذا حديث ضعيف خيركم قرني رواه البخاري خير الناس قرني احفظها خير الناس قرني هذا من السنة فهذه شهادة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بأن خير الناس من هم قرنا أصحابه اللي في زمنه نعم
He says the first proof is the what the other mentioned and the correct wording is the best of people not the best of generations said the best of generations is a weak narration and the authentic narration which was collected by Imam Bukhari is the best of people not the best of nations is my nation then the people who are after them so in this hadith there's a clear mention that the best of people are the companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم after the prophets and messengers
طيب هل قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم خير أمتي قرني أم قال خير الناس قال خير الناس
He said, did the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم say the best of my nation? Or did he say the best of people mutlaqan, in general, including his nation and other nations? He said خير الناس, including his nation and other nations.
طيب لكن طريقة الاستدلال
He said, this is good, but the way that people should provide proofs and evidences
تكون أولا بالكتاب
that they begin with the book of Allah, that they begin with the Quran. Then they go to the Sunnah.
فأتوني بآية من القرآن تدل على أن أصحابنا صلى الله عليه وسلم
So he said, give me an ayah from the Quran that indicates.
قل الآية قولوها أنتم ها رضي الله عنهم ما يعني أنه هم خير الناس أشد دعك فرع ما يعني أنهم خير الناس بارك الله فيك سبقكم هلا تطيح مسكين تزلق
He says that the ayah
جاءت الإجابة سويا بين الرجال والنساء قوله تعالى كنتم خير أمة كنتم. متى نزلت هذه الآية وعلى من نزلت؟
ما شاء الله.
نزلت على من؟
على الصحابة.
على الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم والصحابة. والله يقول لهم كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس.
He says that the proof from the Quran that we were looking for is a statement of Allah that you are the best ummah, you're the best nation, أخرجت للناس, that was taken out from the people. He said that this ayah, the first and foremost people who entered in this ayah and are described by this ayah are the prophet's companions, because this ayah was revealed to the prophet, and the people who were the ummah at that time, they were the prophet's companions. So Allah is describing them first and foremost as being the best of mankind.
فهذا دليل من الكتاب وذاك دليل من السنة على أن خير الناس ليس خير الأمة, خير الناس أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So now we've combined a verse from the Quran and a hadith from the Sunnah, both indicating that the best of people, not the best of this nation, but the best of people على الإطلاق are the Prophet's companions.
ذكرت لكم سابقا وأذكر لكم الآن لتحفظوا هذا القول عن الشيخ الإسلام التيمي رحمه الله.
He said, I mentioned to you previously, and I'll repeat it again, so that you will memorize this statement, which has been stated by Abu al-Abbas ibn Taymiyyah.
يقول رحمه الله تعالى,
He says, may Allah have mercy on him.
لو سألت اليهود من خير الناس بعد موسى عليه السلام لقالوا أصحاب موسى.
If I asked the Jews, who are the best of people after who are the best of people after the prophet, if I ask the Jews who are the best of people after the prophet Moses alayhi salam,
ولو سألت النصارى من خير الناس بعد عيسى عليه السلام قالوا الحواريون أصحاب عيسى.
If I ask the Jews who were the best of people after the prophet Moses, they would say the companions of Moses. And if I ask the Christians who were the best of people after Jesus alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, they would say the disciples of Jesus.
ولو سألت الرافضة من شر الناس بعد أصحاب محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم لقالوا بعد محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم لقالوا أصحاب محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
But he said if I asked the extreme Rafida, if I ask them who are the worst of people, who are the worst of people after the companions of the Prophet, after the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, they would say the companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. And you know the virtue and the merit and the excellence of the companions.
لولا الله عز وجل ثم الصحابة ما بلغنا هذا الدين.
He said, if it were not for Allah first and foremost, then after that the companions, this deen would not have, this religion would not have reached us.
من الذين بعد الله عز وجل نصروا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم؟
Who are the people after Allah who aided and came to the support and aid of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم؟
من الذين بعد الله عز وجل حفظوا الكتاب والسنة؟
Who are the people after Allah who preserved the book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم؟
من الذين اختارهم الله عز وجل ليكونوا خلفاءه ووزراءه وأنصاره؟
He said, who are the people who Allah chose after the Prophet ﷺ to be his successors and to be his aiders and his supporters?
الجواب إنهم أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The answer, the companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
لذلك يجب علينا وجوبا أن نحب الصحابة فحبهم إيمان.
For this reason, it is required of us that we love the companions, and loving them is faith.
ويحرم علينا أن نبغض الصحابة فبغضهم نفاق.
And it is impermissible for us to hate the Sahaba or have animosity or to dislike the Sahaba, because disliking them or hating them is النفاق. It is hypocrisy.
لذلك يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من سب أصحابي فعليه لعنة الله والملائكة والناس أجمعين.
He said, for this reason, the Prophet ﷺ, he said, whoever curses or speaks disparagingly about my companions or makes disparaging remarks about my companions, then may Allah's curse be upon him, and the curse of the angels and the curse of mankind altogether.
ويقول عليه الصلاة والسلام لا تسبوا أصحابي.
And he says, may Allah, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, he says,
لا تسبوا أصحابي. Do not speak disparagingly about my companions. Do not make disparaging remarks about my companions.
فلو أنفق أحدكم مثل أحد ذهبا.
He said, if one of you were to spend the weight of the Mount of Uhud in gold.
ما بلغ مد أحدهم ولا نصيفه. لم يعادل ذلك الجبل مد أحدهم ولا نصيفه.
It wouldn't be equivalent if he had the mount of Uhud in gold and he spent it in the way of Allah and one of them were to come and spend a mud, he would take his hands like this and put gold in and spend it, or he took half of his hand and put gold in and spent it, what you spent, the weight of Uhud in gold, would not equate to what this one companion spent if he just took a mud, two hands full or one hand full.
سئل بعض أئمة الإسلام.
Some of the great scholars of Islam were asked.
أيهما أفضل معاوية بن أبي سفيان أم عمر بن عبد العزيز الخليفة العادل.
Who was superior, معاوية the son of Abu Sufyan who was a companion of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, or عمر بن عبد العزيز who was a خليفة who lived several years after that.
فأجاب إجابة تدل على أن هذا السؤال غير وارد أصلا.
So he answered with an answer that's indicative that this type of question shouldn't be asked in the first place.
فقال لغبار في أنف معاوية مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم خير من عمر بن عبد العزيز.
He said there's no doubt and there's no ambiguity that Muawiyah who was with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is superior to عمر بن عبد العزيز.
ولذلك يلقب عمر بن عبد العزيز لقبا خطأ يقال عنه الخليفة
الخامس.
الخامس.
He said that for this reason, some people they go to extremes and they give عمر بن عبد العزيز a nickname which is improper and which shouldn't be said. And that is that they say that he is the fifth rightly guided caliph.
فالذي تولى الخلافة بعد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الخلفاء الراشدون أربعة.
He said those people who succeeded the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم after his death are four, and they are the four rightly guided caliphs who are known to all of you.
ثم تولاها ستة أشهر الحسن بن علي رضي الله عنهما.
Then for the period of 6 months, Hassan ibn Ali was the Khalifa, and he became the leader of the Muslims.
ثم تولى خلافة المسلمين معاوية بن أبي سفيان رضي الله عنهما.
Then after that, معاوية بن أبي سفيان became the leader of the Muslims, the successor after Hassan ibn Ali.
فهو صحابي ابن صحابي.
He is a companion and the son of a companion. This معاوية. معاوية رحمه رضي الله عنه.
وأخ لأم حبيبة. زوجة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And he's the brother of Habiba, who was the wife of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
حتى لقبه بعض العلماء بخال المؤمنين.
Such that some of the scholars they named him the uncle of the believers.
باعتبار أنه أخ لأم حبيبة أم المؤمنين.
Because he was the brother of Habiba, who was the mother of the believers.
وكان من كتاب الوحي مما يكتب القرآن بين يدي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And from his virtues and his merits and his excellent qualities was that he was one of those people who, when the revelation came down, he would write it down. He was one of the prophet's scribes.
ودعا له النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال اللهم علمه الحساب أو قال الكتاب وقه العذاب.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم made dua for him, and he said, Oh Allah, teach him the book and safeguard him from the punishment.
فكيف يقارن الصحابي بمن دونه؟
So how can he be compared to someone who is obviously less than him, or a lesser, or of a lesser station or status than him?
تعرفون أو قد سمعتم أو تتفاوت معلوماتكم عن أحد أئمة المسلمين يقال الإمام عبد الله بن المبارك.
He says that certainly you know, or perhaps you're information and is variant, or some of you know and some of you know a great deal and some of you know a certain amount about one of the great scholars of Islam, Abdullah ibn Mubarak.
Abdullah Mubarak كان محدثا عالما.
He was a scholar of hadith and he was a very knowledgeable man.
وكان عابدا مجاهدا في سبيل الله.
And he was a worshipper, a pious worshipper, and he used to fight in the way of Allah.
وكان كريما كرما عجيبا.
And he was extremely generous.
يذهب ببعض الحجاج إلى الحج.
He used to go and he used to take in his company some pilgrims to the pilgrimage.
فيأخذ أموالهم ليسير قافلة للحج.
So he would take from their money to drive a caravan for the pilgrimage.
فينفق عليهم منذ أن يقضوا حتى يرجع إلى بلادهم.
So he would spend the money and buy for their needs from his own money for the entire journey.
فإذا رجعوا من الحج.
So from the pilgrimage.
رد عليهم أموالهم.
He would give them back the money which they paid for the journey.
وإلا به قد تكفل بحجهم من خروجهم حتى رجوعهم.
In the end, at the end of the day, he would be the one who had sponsored the pilgrimage.
لما تكلم العلماء عن فضائله وإمامته وعلمه وعبادته وجهاده.
When the ulama, when the scholars, when they spoke about his virtues, his merits, his excellent qualities, and his noble attributes.
عجزوا عن الكلام في الثناء عليه.
They were unable to find words which were suitable in praising him.
قالوا ماذا بقي لهم الفضائل.
They said, what remains from virtues and merits and excellent qualities that we can mention concerning Abdullah ibn Mubarak?
قالوا إلا شيئا واحدا لم يبلغه.
Except one thing which he never obtained.
أنه لم يلقى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
That he didn't meet or see the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
فصحبة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ليس بالأمر الهين.
So being one of the Prophet's companions is not a minor issue or a small thing.
أتعرفون المبشرين بالجنة؟
Do you know al-mubashirin, those people who were given the glad tidings of paradise?
ظن البعض أنهم عشرة.
Some people think that they're just 10 people because these 10 people they're mentioned came in one hadith.
نعم العشرة عشرة لقبوا بالمبشرين بالجنة وذكروا صلى الله عليه وسلم في حديث واحد.
He said, yes, there are 10 people who were nicknamed the 10 people who were promised paradise, and that's because Allah, the Prophet ﷺ, mentioned them in one narration.
بينما ذكر بعضها العلم أن الصحابة كلهم مبشرون بالجنة.
Whereas some of the ulama mentioned that all of the companions have been given the glad tidings of paradise.
وقد أحل الله عز وجل عليهم رضوانه وأخبر بذلك عن نفسه في كتابه.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has expressed His pleasure and proclaimed that His pleasure for them or His pleasure upon them and proclaimed that in His book.
فقد أخبر الله عز وجل أنه رضي عن المؤمنين الذين بايعوا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم تحت الشجرة.
Allah informed us that He was pleased with those believers who gave their oath of allegiance to the Prophet under the shajara during the battle of Al-Hudaybiyah.
وكانوا أكثر من 1400.
And they were more than 1400 men.
فقال الرافضة ارتد أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بعد وفاته إلا سبعة.
But the Rafida, they claim that all of the Prophet's companions apostated except for 7 individuals.
أما يعلم الله عز الغيب؟
Does not Allah know the unseen?
يعلم أو لا يعلم؟
Does He know or doesn't He?
فهو يعلم فكيف يرضى عنهم؟
He knows the unseen. So how can he be pleased with them knowing full well that they would apostate according to the Rafida?
مع أنهم في المستقبل سيرتدون.
I said it already, I'm sorry. سبقتك يا شيخ.
لا.
قلت يا عيد.
مشكلة أنت. من تسوي درس ولا أرمع.
أنا
فالله يعلم الغيب فكيف يرضى عنهم وهم سيرتدون بعد وفاة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
He says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the unseen, He knows what will happen in the future. So how could he express his pleasure with them knowing full well that they will apostate?
هذا اعتقاد باطل.
This is a false belief.
لولا علم الله التام الكامل.
Were it not for Allah's complete knowledge and all-encompassing knowledge.
لاستحقاقهم لرضاه.
of their being entitled and deserving of his pleasure,
لما رضي عنهم.
Then he would have never been pleased with them.
ورضي الله عز وجل عن الذين اتبعوا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في ساعة العسرة أي في غزوة تبوك.
And he said that Allah was pleased with those people who followed the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم at the hour of difficulty. In the hour of difficulty, and he refers to in this ayah, Allah is referring to the battle of Tabuk.
ومن اتبع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في غزوة تبوك.
And who are the people who followed him in the battle of Tabuk?
كل الصحابة.
All of the companions.
إلا من له عذر.
Except the one who had a legitimate excuse.
أو أمر الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم أن يبقى يخلفه في المدينة.
Or the Prophet ordered him to remain in Medina to manage its affairs.
ولم يتخلف سوى.
And no one remained behind except.
كم واحد تخلف؟ ثلاثة الذين خلفوا.
And there were only three people who remained behind without a legitimate excuse. Just three people.
فعاقبه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بمقاطعتهم.
So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم punished them by boycotting them.
وبعد خمسين ليلة.
And after 50 nights.
أنزل الله قرآنا يتلى بتوبتهم وعلى الثلاثة الذين خلفوا.
Allah سبحانه وتعالى after 50 nights he revealed an ayah, a verse of the Quran, which will be recited to the day of judgment or close to the day of judgment, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala proclaims their repentance from the sin that they committed. وعلى الثلاثة الذين خلفوا.
فأصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم شأنهم عند الله كبير.
He said, so the companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, their station and their status in the sight of Allah is a great status.
ولهم علينا بعد الله عز وجل فضل عظيم.
And they have a great right upon us after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
وواجب علينا أن نستغفر لهم وندعو لهم.
And it is our duty that we seek Allah's forgiveness for them, and we make istighfar for them, and that we pray for them.
لأن الله عز وجل قال والذين جاءوا من بعدهم يقولون ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقوا بالإيمان.
Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the believers, وَالَّذِينَ جَاءُوا مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ, those people who came after them. يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِ الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَ بِالْإِيمَانِ. They say, oh Allah, forgive us, and those people who came before us, those people who precede us in faith. Referring to who first and foremost? Referring to the companions. And do not place in our hearts, غِلَّ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Don't place in our hearts animosity or tension or hatred for the people who believed.
ترجمتها قبلي ما
ذكرت الآية ما أكملت الآية
آسف يا شيخ. وأمر الله عز وجل أن نسأله أن لا يكون في قلوبنا غل حقد على الذي على الصحابة رضي الله عنهم.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us as well that we do not, that we ask him not to place in our heart displeasure or dislike or hatred for the companions.
قال بعضها العلم.
Some of the scholars said,
من لا يدعو الله عز وجل أو من لا يستغفر للصحابة,
whoever does not ask Allah's forgiveness for the companions,
وفي قلبه غل عليهم,
and he has this displeasure and this dislike and this animosity toward the companions,
فليس من المسلمين,
then this person is not from the Muslims.
ذكر ابن كثير رحمه الله في كتابه البداية والنهاية.
Ibn Kathir mentioned in his book The Beginning and the End,
أن زين العابدين رحمه الله تعالى أحد آل البيت,
that Zain al-Abidin, who was one of the Prophet's household,
كان عنده نفر من الشيعة.
He had some people in his company who were from the Shia.
فوقعوا بأبي بكر وعمر والصحابة تكلموا عليهم.
So these people who were from the Shia, they started saying negative remarks about Umar, or about Abu Bakr and Umar.
فقال لهم هل أنتم الذين قال الله عز فيهم للفقراء المهاجرين الذين أخرجوا من ديارهم وموالهم يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا وينصر الله ورسوله أولئك هم الصادقون. يعني هل أنتم المهاجرين؟
He said that basically Zain al-Abidin, he asked them, are you the people who Allah referred to in an ayah where he basically gave the description of al-muhajirin, the people who made hijrah?
قالوا لا.
They said, no, certainly we're not those people.
قال فهل أنتم من الذين قال الله فيهم والذين تبوا الدار الإيمان من قبل يحبون من هاجر إليهم ولا يجد في صدر حاجة مما أوتوا ويسرع على أنفسهم ولو كان بقصاصة أولئك هم المفلحون. يعني هل أنتم من الأنصار؟
He said, then he asked them, okay, if you're not from the Muhajirin, then are you the people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described? And he mentioned the ayah in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the sifat, mentioned the qualities of an Ansar. So they said, no, we're not these people. He said, so these people are not immigrants, nor were they. Nor were they Ansar, nor were they the helpers.
أنكم لستم الذين قال الله فيهم والذين جاءوا من بعدهم يقول ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا المهاجرين والأنصار الذين سبقوا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا الذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم.
He said, you people have borne witness that you're not from the Muhajirin and you're not from the Ansar. And he said, I bear witness that you're not from the people who Allah describes in the ayah in which he says, and the believers. They say, oh Allah, forgive us and those people who came before us in iman, and do not place in our heart ghilla lilladhina amanu. You're not from those people either.
فقال لهم أنتم لستم من أهل الإسلام أنتم مستهزئون به فأمر بإخراجهم.
He said, there's nothing left. So that means you people are not from Islam. You're not from the Muhajirin. You're not from the Ansar. You're not from the people who pray for them. So you people are not from the people of Islam, and you people are people who make fun of the religion, and he ordered that they be removed from his presence.
كان أحد مشايخنا قال الشيخ عبد الرحمن الصمد رحمه الله.
He said one of our teachers, his name was Abdul Rahman ibn Samad.
Abu Yusuf.
He used to say. فلسطيني
من عنبتة. فلسطيني من عنبتة.
He's from Palestine, من عنبتة.
من قبط الكريم.
استغفر الله.
كان معجب جدا بهذه الرواية.
He used to be really taken aback by this narration from Zain al-Abidin.
يقول من أجمل ما سمعت من بلاغتها.
He said it's one of the most beautiful things that I've heard concerning its eloquence.
إذ قسم الله الناس ثلاث أقسام.
Because Allah has divided the people into three groups.
قسموا إلى مهاجرين وأنصار.
The people are either مهاجرين, immigrants, or Ansar, helpers.
والفئة الثالثة الذين جاءوا من بعدهم صفتهم يستغفرون للمهاجرين والأنصار ويسأل الله لا يجعل في قلوبهم غلا لهم.
And the third group,
ما في فئة رابعة في المسلمين.
And the third and final group are those people who come after them, after the Muhajirin wal Ansar, and they seek Allah's forgiveness for them, and they pray for them, and they ask Allah not to put hatred in their heart towards them. And he said, so Allah made the people three people, and there's no fourth group. So a person is either from these people, or these people, or these people, and there's nothing remaining.
لذلك لا بد لنا من الكتاب والسنة وما كان عليه أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
He said, for this reason, we have no alternative except to follow the Quran, the Sunnah, and what the companions were upon.
فإن قال قائل لماذا وما كان عليه أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يكفي الكتاب والسنة.
So if a person said, you know, why do we have to mention this this restriction or this clarification? Why is it not enough for us to say we follow the Quran and Sunnah?
قلنا ما كان عليه أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من الكتاب والسنة.
He says that we would say that what the companions were upon is from the Kitab and Sunnah.
ولك ثلاث أربع أدلة من القرآن تدل على أن اتباع الصحابة من الكتاب والسنة.
And he said that I'll give you three or four evidences from the Quran that indicate that following the companions is from the Kitab and Sunnah.
احفظ هذه الأدلة.
He says, memorize these evidences.
واستدل بها متى ما احتجت إليها.
And he says, use them as an evidence whenever you need to do so.
فإنك لن تنتصر على المخالفين.
Because you will not gain victory over the opposers.
ولن تظهر عليهم.
And you will not gain victory over them.
إلا بالعلم.
Except by knowledge.
والعلم قوة لا تهزم.
And knowledge is a strength which is not defeated.
العدد ينهزم.
Numbers are defeated.
العدة والعتاد تنهزم.
People who have weapons and they have different provisions, they are defeated.
الفراعنة والعظماء والحضارات تنهزم وتندثر.
The pharaohs and the different leaders of the different societies of the past, they all were defeated.
أما العلم فلا ينهزم.
As for knowledge, it is never defeated.
ولو كان الذي يحمله ضعيفا.
Even if the person who carries it is weak.
سينتصر به.
He will be victorious because of his knowledge.
أيهما كان أقوى وذو سلطان؟ فرعون أم موسى عليه السلام؟
He said, which of them was stronger if we look in terms of his authority and his sovereignty? Moses or Pharaoh?
فرعون كان يذبح أبناءهم ويستحي نساءهم.
He said, Pharaoh used to slaughter their male children and leave alive their female children.
كان يقول ما علمت لكم من إله غيري. كان يقول أنا ربكم الأعلى.
And he used to say, I don't know any God for you other than me. And he used to say, أنا ربكم الأعلى. I'm your highest Lord or your superior Lord.
كان يقال نفسه مع موسى عليه السلام فيقول أم أنا خير من هذا الذي هو مهين ولا يكاد يبين لا يجيد الكلام.
He used to say, making fun of Moses, am I not better than this one who is muhin, who is humiliated, who is from a people who are our slaves, and he can hardly express himself eloquently.
كان يقول وهذا النهر تجري من تحتي عنده مملكة عظيمة.
And he said, I have this river which flows underneath my feet.
عنده جند.
He said, I have a great army, or he had a great army.
عنده سحرة.
And he had magicians.
هل استطاع على موسى عليه السلام؟
Was he able to defeat Moses?
ما استطاع.
He was unable.
جمع جنده.
He gathered his army.
حشد السحرة.
And he gathered the magicians.
بالحجة والبرهان ما استطاع عليه.
But he was unable to support his argument with proofs and evidences.
استعمل التهديد.
He tried to use threats.
استعمل الوعيد بالسجن والقتل.
And he tried to threaten with killing.
عير موسى عليه السلام بما مضى.
And he blamed Moses for the wrong things that he did in the past.
حاول كل المحاولات اليائسة.
And he tried all these. He made all these attempts, which all failed.
ما استطاع على موسى عليه السلام.
And he was unable to overcome Moses عليه السلام.
الآن ما هي الأدلة التي تتقوى بها يا عبد الله؟
He said, now what are these evidences by which you can become strong and to defeat your enemy?
في بيان اتباع الصحابة.
Which explain the importance of following the companions.
الدليل الأول.
The first one.
قال تعالى ومن يشاقق الرسول من بعد ما تبين له الهدى.
He says the first ayah is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and whoever opposes the messenger after the clear guidance has been explained to him.
يشاقق الرسول أي يخالفه يكون رسولا في شق وهو في شق آخر.
He said يشاقق الرسول, it means that he opposes him, that the Prophet will be in a shaq, will be in a place, and he will be in another place.
من بعد ما تبين له الهدى.
After the clear guidance has been explained to him.
ماذا قال الله تعالى؟
What does Allah say?
قال ويتبع غير سبيل المؤمنين.
And he follows other than the path of the believers.
ولم يكتف الله عز وجل بذكر مشاققته للرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't suffice himself with just mentioning following the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
بل قال أنه اتبع غير سبيل المؤمنين.
Rather, he mentioned that this person, not only did he oppose the Prophet, but he followed other than the path of the believers.
والسبيل معناه الطريق.
And the path means the way.
ومن هم المؤمنون المرادون بهذه الآية؟ من هم؟
And who are the believers who are referred to in this ayah?
تقول الصحابة؟ كيف عرفت؟ ما كان من مؤمن سواهم عند نزول القرآن مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
That when this ayah was revealed, there were no believers other than the companions, so they had to be the ones who were intended by the ayah.
الدليل الثاني.
The second evidence.
قال الله تعالى عن اليهود والنصارى. يقول قال الله تعالى والنصارى.
Allah says concerning the Jews and Christians.
فإن آمنوا بمثل ما آمنتم به فقد اهتدوا.
He says concerning the Jews and Christians that if they believe as you have believed, then they are guided.
وإن تولوا فإنما هم في شقاق.
And if they and if they turn away, then they are in difference.
فما معنى قوله تعالى فإن آمنوا بمثل ما آمنتم من هو المراد بهم؟
He says, what's the meaning when Allah says, so if they believe, mean the Jews and Christians, as you believe.
لا شك أن المراد بهم من هم؟ الصحابة.
He said, there's no doubt that the people who are being referred to here are the companions.
لم يقل الله عز وجل لنبيه فإن آمنوا بمثل ما آمنت به.
Allah didn't say, if they believe as you, meaning the Messenger of Allah, singling out the Messenger of Allah, believe. No, he used the plural, آمنتم به. He used the plural. Meaning he meant not only the messenger alone, but the messenger and his companions.
فخاطب الصحابة فقال إنهم لن يهتدوا اليهود النصارى إلا إذا آمنوا بمثل ما آمنتم به أنتم أيها الصحابة.
So he spoke to the companions and he said, they will not believe until they believe as you believe, O companions of the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم.
الدليل الثالث.
The third evidence.
قال الله تعالى عن المنافقين.
Allah says concerning the hypocrites.
وإذا قيل لهم آمنوا كما آمن الناس.
If it is said to them, believe as the people believe.
قالوا نؤمن كما آمن السفهاء.
They say, should we believe as the foolish people يعني. Believe?
سفهاء الجهلاء.
Should we believe as the foolish people believe?
قال الله عز وجل أنهم هم السفهاء ولكن لا يعلمون.
He says, are they not the foolish ones? But they know not.
فمن هم الناس الذين أمر الله عز وجل المنافقين أن يؤمنوا كإيمانهم؟
Who are these people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered the munafiqeen to believe as they had believed?
هم الصحابة لأن ما كان أناس مؤمنون سواهم عند نزول هذه الآية.
They must have been the companions because there were no believers at that time other than the companions.
الدليل كم؟
الرابع.
الرابع. The fourth. قوله جل وعلا.
The fourth proof is the statement of Allah.
فماذا بعد الحق إلا الضلال؟
ما شاء الله. What is there after truth except misguidance? فماذا بعد الحق إلا الضلال؟
فيقال إما أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وأصحابه على الهدى ومن خالفهم على ضلال.
He said that either we say that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and his companions are upon the truth and those who oppose them are upon misguidance.
وهذا هو المتعين يعني هذا هو الجواب العين الصحيح الذي المؤكد الذي لا جواب غيره أنهم هم أن صلى الله عليه وسلم الصحابة هم على الهدى.
And this is the correct answer that there cannot be a correct answer other than it.
وإما أن يكون غيرهم غير النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم والصحابة على الهدى والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وأصحابه حاشاهم على الضلال.
Or we say that the Prophet and his companions are upon misguidance and other than them are upon guidance. God forbid.
فلذلك إذا كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم والصحابة على الهدى فمن خالفهم فلا شك أنه على الضلال وهذا ما قاله الله تبارك وتعالى.
He said, so if we say, and we must say, that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, his companions were upon guidance, that necessitates that those who oppose them and follow other than the way are upon misguidance.
من السنة قول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في حديث الفرق.
As far as the evidence from the Sunnah, Allah, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said in the hadith of the groups and the sects.
قال ستفترق أمتي على 73 فرقة.
He said that my ummah will divide into 73 sects.
قال كلها في النار إلا واحدة.
And he said that all of these sects are going to the fire except one.
قالوا من هي يا رسول الله؟
They said which one is that one يا رسول الله؟
قال الجماعة.
He said it is the جماعة. He said it is the group.
وفي الحديث الآخر قال هم من كان على ما أنا عليه اليوم وأصحابي.
He said and in the other narration he said they are those who are upon what I am upon today and my companions.
وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام عليكم بسنتي وسنة الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين من بعدي.
And he said to his companions it is obligatory upon you to follow my sunnah and the sunnah of the rightly guided caliphs after me.
لا يا حبيبي ما انتهى الوقت باقي ثلاث دقائق انا حاسب احنا قلنا ثلاث ساعات ربع باقي ثلاث دقائق والله ما اتركها فالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم امر باتباع سنته ولم يكتفي بذلك. وإنما قال وسنة الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين من بعدي تمسكوا بها وعضوا عليها بالنوازل.
So the Prophet ﷺ didn't suffice himself with mentioning following his sunnah only, but he also mentioned and required his followers to follow the sunnah of his rightly guided caliphs as well.
فهذه أدلة صحيحة وصريحة.
So these are clear and frank evidences.
تدل على وجوب اتباع ما كان عليه أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Which indicate the requirement to follow what the Prophet and his companions were upon.
بقي من الوقت دقيقتان ونصف.
Now we have remaining 2 minutes and a half remaining.
لن أتركه بإذن الله.
He said, "I'm not going to leave it off."
سأتطرق لمسألة في غاية الأهمية.
He said, "I'm going to refer to a very important matter."
وهي ما هو موقفنا من اختلاف الصحابة الذي وقع بينهم.
He said, "This is what is our position regarding the difference that occurred amongst the companions."
نمسك ألسنتنا فلا نتكلم عما جرى بينهم من الفتن.
He said that we are quiet and we do not speak and we do not delve into the matters or the difference of opinion that occurred between the companions.
وفي هذا كلمة مأثورة على الشافعي رحمه الله عظيمة. ماذا قال الشافعي محمد إدريس الإمام الشافعي؟
He says, and there's a very famous statement that has been recorded from the Imam al-Shafi'i.
قال عما جرى بين الصحابة تلك فتنة عصم الله منها سيوفنا ما شاركنا بالسيوف نحن فيها.
He said concerning this these differences that this is a fitna. This was a trial and tribulation which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguarded our siyuf. He safeguarded our swords from participating in it. That these people who during the time of Shafi'i, they came after the Sahaba. So by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they didn't participate in the killing and the difference of opinion that occurred amongst the Sahaba. So he said, but he said, referring to this.
فلنعصم ألسنتنا.
So let us safeguard and preserve our tongues from delving into this this difference of opinion or these trials and tribulations.
فتنة ثارت بين الصحابة لم نشارك بسيوفنا فلا نشارك بألسنتنا.
He said this is a trial which Allah didn't allow our swords to participate in it, so we won't allow our tongues to participate in it.
ونعتقد فيهم رضي الله عنهم.
And we believe concerning them, may Allah have mercy upon them,
أنهم
that they
بين
are
مجتهد مصيب له أجران.
And we believe concerning those who were involved in the difference of opinions amongst them that they are either a person who made ijtihad, made effort to seek the truth and to achieve the truth, and actually achieved it and was correct.
ومجتهد بنية حسنة مخطئ له أجر واحد.
And among them were those who made efforts and sought the truth with a sincere intention, but missed the truth. And this person will have one reward.
وخطأه مغفور له.
And his mistake is forgiven, or will be forgiven.
هل نحدد من هو المصيب المجتهد الذي له أجران ومن المخطئ المجتهد الذي له أجر واحد؟ هل نحدد؟
Would it be proper for us now to specify and say, and this particular companion was correct, and this particular companion was mistaken?
لا نحدد، بل نقول تلك أمة قد خلت.
He says, no, we don't specify. Rather, we say this is a nation which has passed away.
انتهى الوقت وكانت هذه الدورة المقرر لها.
He said that the time has now expired, and this was the specific time frame which was designated for it.
أن نتكلم عن الفاتحة.
That we speak about الفاتحة.
وآية الكرسي.
And the verse of the throne,
or the verse of
the footstool.
وخواتم سورة البقرة.
And the last two verses of Surah Al-Baqarah.
وقل يا أيها الكافرون.
And the verse or the surah of Allah, the surah of the Quran, say, O believers, O disbelievers.
وقل هو الله أحد.
And Surah Al-Ikhlas.
و قل أعوذ برب الفلق.
And سورة الفلق.
وقل أعوذ برب الناس.
And سورة الناس.
لكن ما تيسر إلا تكلمنا على الفاتحة.
But we were unable except to speak about الفاتحة.
فإن شاء الله نأتيكم السنة القادمة نكمل. إن شئتم.
So he said that if you see fit, we'll return next year and we'll complete the Dora. We ask Allah to make our feet firm upon the truth. And that He forgives us what we sent forward and what we have not done yet. And those things which we have done in secret and those things which we've done in open. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would benefit the one who spoke and the one who heard. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He forgives me for something that I may have said which was incorrect.
صلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.